Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Gen Z 1 Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analis, Ascendant in First House, Aries in Bharani Nakshatra, Second Pada, Navamsha Virgo, First House. Natal Chart Expression, Outer Self. With the Ascendant in Aries, this individual carries a personality that is bold, direct, and wired for action. Aries brings initiative, survival instinct, and the courage to face life head on. However, being in Bharani Nakshatra, this energy is layered with complexity. Bharani, ruled by Venus, introduces a theme of internal pressure and hidden responsibility. It brings both creative potency and karmic burdens, especially around how one handles values, indulgence, and boundaries. The second pada of Bharani, which maps to Virgo Navamsha, grounds this fiery Aries personality in the realm of criticism, perfectionism, and duty. This pada reveals that while the external behavior might be aggressive, blunt, or impulsive, the underlying self is analytical, calculating, and self-regulating. This pada also indicates difficulty in staying focused on core responsibilities, especially when discomfort or complexity arises. There is a karmic tendency to get distracted from real work, insult those who try to help, and create conflict in professional or collaborative environments due to defensiveness or lack of ownership. These behaviors often trigger repetitive patterns of guilt and avoidance. Navamsha placement, Virgo in First House, inner self. Internally, the person perceives themselves through a Virgo lens, hyper-aware, meticulous, and self-improving. The self-image is that of a problem solver, someone who wants to get it right, but often burdened by the need to be perfect. Virgo in the first Navamsha house brings internal discipline, but also internal critique, making the native prone to overthinking their actions or appearance, especially when outer actions, Aries, feel too unrefined or uncontrolled. This results in an internal dynamic where the personality wants to be seen as capable and efficient, but the Aries outer shell may act impulsively, without refinement, creating a mismatch between how one appears and how one processes life internally. There's a tendency to correct oneself silently, even after showing aggression outwardly. Integration, outer boldness versus inner correction. Outward style, brave, straightforward, assertive, even confrontational, capable of initiating big movements or transformations. Inward style, methodical, health conscious, responsible, yet self-critical, prone to revisiting choices in hindsight with regret or guilt. Core conflict, the outer self acts fast and bold. The inner self prefers slow, thoughtful, precise action. Karmic implication of second pada Bharani, misalignment between passion and responsibility. The tendency to avoid uncomfortable duties may lead to public embarrassment or strained professional credibility. Correction involves embracing duty without resentment and using Virgo's discrimination to filter the right battles to fight. Summary of First House Synthesis. This is a chart of a reformer with an internal editor. The native may initiate change outwardly, but quietly struggles with internal expectations of excellence and morality. The soul's journey requires harmonizing the raw force of Aries with the ethical refinement of Virgo, especially by learning to take ownership of responsibilities without projecting blame. Personal growth accelerates when independent action is fused with self-accountability, leading to visible leadership backed by invisible integrity. Gens 1 Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. 5th House, Rahu in Leo, Purva Falguni Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Virgo, 1st House. Natal Chart Expression, Outer Self in the 5th House. With Rahu in the 5th House, there is an amplified desire for recognition, creativity, romance, and influence over others. In Leo, this Rahu becomes more intense, craving status, attention, and a legacy that commands admiration. The 5th House also governs intelligence, speculative gains, children, and performance, and Rahu here makes the person obsessed with proving themselves as unique, talented, and worthy of the spotlight. Placed in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, the energy becomes more luxurious, Venusian, and indulgent. This is a nakshatra associated with pleasure, charisma, and social magnetism, but also vanity, complacency, and a thirst for validation. There's a deep inner yearning for admiration, particularly through romantic conquests, artistic expression, or leadership in creative spaces. The second pada of Purva Falguni, falling in the Virgo Navamsha, adds a twist. This brings in a karmic contradiction. The person wants glamour, Leo Venus, but is internally tied to service, criticism, and methodical effort, Virgo. This pada suggests making rash or unethical decisions for quick gains, particularly in matters of love, creative pursuits, or public image, experiencing conflict or rejection within the family or community due to their actions. A tendency to ignore moral accountability until consequences force introspection. This placement shows someone who may initially pursue self-serving desires or illusions of grandeur, but eventually must confront the necessity of grounding their creativity in responsibility and ethics. Navamsha placement. Virgo, first house, inner self. Rahu's Navamsha placement again emphasizes Virgo in the first house, reinforcing the earlier pattern from the ascendant. This indicates that despite outward flamboyance or charisma, the inner self craves structure, efficiency, and improvement. There is an inner critic watching every performance, every romantic or creative choice, pushing the native to perfect their image, polish their speech, and refine their behavior. But Rahu is inherently disruptive. It doesn't belong. And in the first house of the Navamsha, it creates identity tension. The native may feel disconnected from their true self, often shifting styles, behaviors, or values depending on social or romantic validation. They want to be seen as flawless or special, but internally battle feelings of fraudulence, impurity, or never being enough. Integration. Outer charisma versus inner accountability. Outward style, flamboyant, romantic, magnetic, and desirous of praise. Likely to showcase creativity, take bold romantic risks, or indulge in speculation. Inward style, hyper-analytical, reserved, skeptical of attention. Struggles with imposter syndrome, self-doubt, and fear of being exposed. Core conflict, the desire for creative freedom and indulgence clashes with a compulsive need for correction, humility, and usefulness. Karmic implication of second pada Purva Falguni, engages in unethical or impulsive actions to fulfill personal desires, especially in youth or under social pressure, later forced to repent, correct, and recalibrate values to regain alignment and respect. Summary of fifth house synthesis. This is a placement of charismatic disruption, a soul that enters life with an urge to shine, impress, and indulge, but whose inner architecture is built on accountability, correction, and service. The native learns through emotional or social mistakes that true brilliance emerges not from applause, but from integrity and grounded purpose. Real fulfillment is earned when their creative intelligence is matched by humility, and when they shift from performing for praise to creating for impact. Gen Z 1 Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. 8th House, Moon in Scorpio, Anuradha Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Virgo, 1st House. Natal chart expression, outer self in the 8th house. The moon in the 8th house denotes a person who is emotionally intense, psychologically deep, and highly sensitive to hidden undercurrents. In Scorpio, the moon is debilitated. Emotions become powerful but unstable, and the native often feels emotionally unsafe, betrayed, or hyper-aware of their vulnerabilities. The 8th house governs transformation, secrets, trauma, and the power of regeneration. With the moon here, the native is emotionally tied to crises, drawn to taboo topics, psychological truths, or emotionally turbulent relationships. Life frequently brings emotional upheavals, losses, or sudden changes, which forge inner resilience but also leave scars. Placed in Anuradha Nakshatra, this moon gains a layer of loyalty, devotion, and relational fixity. Anuradha is ruled by Mitra, the god of friendship, and governed by Saturn, so it demands emotional structure, commitment, and discipline. However, in the second pada, Virgo Navamsha, the emotional energy is filtered through analysis, criticism, and ethical judgment. This creates an individual who appears emotionally reserved or mysterious, but internally micromanages their feelings. Struggles with self-worth, especially when others don't reciprocate loyalty or emotional investment. Might engage in manipulative or emotionally transactional dynamics, especially when trust is broken. There's often a karmic story here of using information, emotional influence, or secrets to gain power, which backfires over time, forcing emotional purification. Navamsha placement, Virgo, first house, inner emotional self. This is the third key planet, ascendant, Rahu, moon, placed in Virgo Navamsha, first house, indicating a deeply Virgoan inner identity, shaped by critical thinking, service, purity, and perfectionism. The moon in Virgo, Navamsha Lagna, reveals that Susan, Gen Z1 internally, processes every emotion through logic and judgment, rarely allowing raw emotion to surface without analysis. Worries about emotional correctness, often suppressing needs if they don't align with her moral or social framework. Carries emotional burdens silently, obsessively seeking improvement or redemption from emotional failures. In the first house of the Navamsha, the moon governs self-image and how one sees their own emotional reality. The native may feel emotionally exposed, but unable to show vulnerability, projecting calm or precision even when emotionally flooded. This can lead to psychosomatic health issues tied to repressed emotions, since Virgo governs digestion, nerves. An identity formed around being emotionally capable, even while secretly longing for emotional safety and nurturing. Integration, outer intensity versus inner control. Outward expression, emotionally mysterious, intense, and magnetically private, attracted to emotional complexity, secrecy, and relationships with depth and psychological charge. Inward experience, emotionally critical and self-regulating, carries emotional guilt or unworthiness, tries to fix herself emotionally through routines, service, or high standards. Core conflict, a need for emotional surrender, moon in Scorpio, 8th house, collides with emotional overanalysis and repression, moon in Virgo, Navamsha first, karmic implication of 2nd Pada Anuruddha, emotional manipulation or withholding in past lives leads to present life emotional crises and compulsions around loyalty, secrecy, and guilt. Healing occurs through ethical clarity and self-honesty in emotional matters. Summary of 8th house synthesis. This moon placement gives a profound emotional reservoir with karmic roots in betrayal, control, and emotional self-sacrifice. While the outer life may be marked by sudden losses, emotional storms, and privacy, the inner world seeks clarity, humility, and self-purification. The emotional maturity here arises not from avoidance, but from accepting imperfection in feelings, forgiving one's emotional past, and learning to let love flow without fear of being judged or abandoned. The path is to transform emotional fear into emotional wisdom and become a quiet guide to others who suffer in silence. Gens 1 Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. 9th House. Venus in Sagittarius, Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 4th House. Mercury in Sagittarius, Purva Ashada Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Libra, 2nd House. Natal chart expression, outer self, in the 9th House. The 9th House governs wisdom, higher education, belief systems, mentors, long-distance journeys, and dharma. With both Venus and Mercury placed here, the native has a strong mental and aesthetic attachment to knowledge, culture, and philosophy. These planets also suggest that guidance, values, and life purpose are heavily shaped by pleasure, communication, and social ideals. Venus in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 4th House. Venus in Sagittarius seeks beauty in truth, justice, and expansive ideals. It is a placement that loves philosophy, long-distance travel, and cultural diversity, especially within relationships. There is a charm in how the native expresses their beliefs, often warm, idealistic, and generous. In Uttara Ashada, Venus carries the energy of lasting victory through ethical alignment and social responsibility. The first Pada, Sagittarius Navamsha, amplifies this theme, reinforcing a morally idealistic and dharma-oriented value system. This Venus wants truthful love, graceful mentorship, and wisdom through clean intent. But karma unfolds when values become rigid or self-righteous. There's a risk of romanticizing ideals over practicality, seeking moral superiority in beliefs or partners, attracting partners who appear principled but later fail to live up to those ideals. In Navamsha, Venus shifts to the fourth house in Sagittarius, where the soul longs for internal peace, home-rooted wisdom, and emotional resonance through belief. There's a deep desire to anchor values into a family legacy or emotional foundation. This is someone who wants to build a sanctuary out of their belief system, a home filled with philosophy, art, and ethical elegance. Mercury in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, third pada, Navamsha Libra, second house. Mercury in Sagittarius reflects a mind shaped by exploration, independence, and moral learning. In the ninth house, Mercury gives a natural teacher, speaker, or communicator of principles, often drawn to language, publishing, or spiritual education. Purva Ashada is ruled by Apurva Devi, the goddess of rejuvenation, which gives Mercury forceful speech and persuasion, but also a tendency toward emotional overconfidence or argumentative preaching. The third pada, Libra Navamsha, adds a flavor of diplomacy and balance, suggesting a person who frames beliefs through fairness, aesthetics, and negotiation. However, this pada also hints at moral manipulation through charm or selective logic, speaking to maintain peace, not always to express truth. Belief systems being shaped by peer approval or relationship dynamics. In the Navamsha, Mercury lands in Libra, second house, showing that communication and intellect are tied to self-worth, family values, and material stability. This is someone who uses elegant speech and thoughtful reasoning to shape their identity, but internally may seek validation through their knowledge or ability to maintain harmony. Integration, outer idealism versus inner emotional anchoring. Venus, ninth house Sagittarius, Utra Ashada first pada, outward expression of belief and love is noble, ethical, and idealistic. Seeks higher love, grace and principles, and cultural refinement. Internally seeks peace, rootedness, and the ability to build an emotional legacy on truth. Mercury, ninth house Sagittarius, Purva Ashada third pada, outwardly, a persuasive thinker and communicator of ideals. Fluent in moral language, but occasionally seduced by praise or relational ease. Internally seeks validation through stability and peaceful expression, often avoiding conflict unless principles are severely violated. Core conflict and karmic lessons. Outer style. Philosophically romantic, articulate, and belief-driven. Inner style seeks emotional grounding, Venus, and diplomatic affirmation, Mercury. Conflict, torn between moral passion and emotional peace. Beliefs may be challenged when ideals don't bring the expected inner satisfaction. Karmic challenge of Venus, Uttara Ashada, must stay loyal to values even when tempted by comfort or image. Karmic challenge of Mercury, Purva Ashada, must speak with authenticity, not just to maintain harmony. Summary of Ninth House Synthesis. This is the chart of a moral artist and ethical communicator, someone who wants to teach beauty through truth and love through wisdom. Both Venus and Mercury in the ninth house signal a powerful voice in philosophical, educational, or spiritual domains, but the internal Navamsha positions reveal that the soul needs emotional belonging, Venus in fourth, and relational harmony, Mercury in second. The growth path involves aligning public ideals with private peace, building a belief system that not only inspires others, but also nourishes the emotional and familial self. True fulfillment arises when truth, beauty, and speech all answer to the same quiet voice of conscience. Gens 1 Natal to Navamsha Nakshatrapada Analysis. Hash 10th House, Sun in Capricorn, Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Pisces, 7th House. Natal chart expression, outer self in the 10th house. The Sun in the 10th house is a powerful placement, as this is the house of karma, career, status, and public authority. The Sun here grants a strong drive to be recognized, achieve success, and carry social responsibility. In Capricorn, the Sun is grounded, strategic, and ambitious, but also somber, duty-bound, and sensitive to reputation. Capricorn's earthy realism tempers the ego. This is not a loud leader, but one who seeks endurance, integrity, and structured success. The native often learns through hierarchy, gains recognition slowly, and is determined to earn respect rather than demand it. In Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, especially the fourth pada, Pisces Navamsha, the drive for long-term success gains a spiritual or emotional tint. The fourth pada softens Capricorn's rigidity with compassion, imagination, and self-sacrifice, but also brings a risk of burnout through overduty, suppression of personal needs for social or family expectations, disillusionment when outer success doesn't align with inner fulfillment. This pada suggests that professional karma is tied to moral legacy and emotional sacrifice. The native may take on family burdens as part of their social identity, be seen as a savior or stabilizer in public life, yet emotionally unseen or unsupported, Choose careers that help others, health, healing, administration, public service, but silently suffer from lack of emotional reciprocity. Navamsha Placement, Pisces 7th House, Inner Soul Mission. In Navamsha, the sun shifts into Pisces in the 7th house, transforming the internal identity. This shows that Susan's true ego unfolds in relationships and emotional sensitivity. Pisces is fluid, imaginative, and spiritually motivated, so the sun here no longer burns to dominate. It shines quietly through union, empathy, and shared vision. This creates a deep internal conflict between outer duty and inner surrender. Externally, appears authoritative, reliable, status-driven. Internally, longs for spiritual connection, poetic partnership, and the freedom to be loved for who she is, not just what she does. The seventh house in Navamsha indicates that her ego and destiny are shaped through partnerships. She is likely to define her role in the world by her ability to support others, often to the point of overgiving. Suppress personal recognition unless it helps those she loves or serves. Feel guilt or confusion when forced to choose between career and connection. There is a karmic longing to be emotionally mirrored, and the lesson lies in learning to lead without needing validation, especially from romantic or social counterparts. Integration, outer structure versus inner surrender. Outward style, dutiful, grounded, high-achieving, authoritative, goal-oriented. Public image is clean, measured, and socially responsible. Inward style, dreamy, emotionally attuned, spiritually inclined, giving. Yearns for harmony, emotional merging, and soulful understanding. Core conflict. Public persona is disciplined and self-contained. The soul wants to dissolve boundaries and connect intimately. Karmic implication of Uttara Ashada fourth pada. Over-identification with responsibility can cause emotional suppression. Healing comes from letting the ego soften, allowing for emotional transparency, and prioritizing relationships over perfectionism. Summary of 10th House Synthesis. This placement reflects a quiet achiever with a soulful core, someone who may seem composed and mature to the world, yet harbors a vulnerable, poetic, and relational heart. The sun in Capricorn. Uttara Ashada pushes for public legacy, but the Pisces Navamsha calls for inner softness, forgiveness, and surrender. Success is not the end goal, it's a means to protect or uplift others. The soul matures by shifting from social duty to sacred connection, from external recognition to internal devotion. True empowerment emerges when she learns that being seen does not mean sacrificing softness, and leadership can coexist with compassion. Gens 1, Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. 11th House, Jupiter in Aquarius, Dhanishta Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Libra, 2nd House, Mars in Aquarius, Dhanishta Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Scorpio, 3rd House Ketu in Aquarius, Shatabisha Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Pisces, 7th House. Natal chart expression, outer self in the 11th house. The 11th house governs gains, ambitions, networks, alliances, elder siblings, and long-term goals. With three powerful placements, Jupiter, Mars, and Ketu in Aquarius, this house is karmically loaded, suggesting that Susan's fulfillment, community involvement, and recognition are both her path of expansion and her testing ground. Aquarius itself is futuristic, socially conscious, and idea-driven. But with Dhanishta and Shatabisha nakshatras, these planets express differently. Dhanishta seeks rhythm, excellence, and visibility. Shatabisha seeks detachment, secrecy, and spiritual absolution. Thus, there is a strong tension between wanting recognition and rejecting the crowd, between idealistic ambition and karmic detachment. Jupiter in Nishta, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Libra, 2nd House. Jupiter in the 11th house brings network-based fortune. This person gains through alliances, teaching, collaboration, and often shines in collective environments where knowledge and optimism are needed. In Dhanishta, Jupiter carries a musical, leadership-driven, rhythmical intellect, but the 3rd Pada, Libra Navamsha, adds an aesthetic, justice-oriented filter. This indicates someone who leads or teaches in a visually creative or socially balanced way, seeks beauty, fairness, and truth in collaborative efforts, gains not just materially, but by being seen as wise and just among peers. In the Navamsha second house, Jupiter fuels internal values of education, fairness, and wealth through relationships. The native defines internal stability by speaking thoughtfully and diplomatically, accumulating not just money, but intellectual and social capital. Feeling secure when surrounded by beauty, balance, and principled speech. This also implies a karmic need to speak responsibly in groups and to live up to the ethical expectations projected upon her in communities. Mars in Dhanishta, 4th Pada. Navamsha Scorpio, 3rd House. Mars in the 11th house brings ambition, drive, and assertive goal pursuit, especially in leadership or innovation circles. In Aquarius, Mars channels its fire through visionary, scientific, or reformist projects, but it can also become impatient with slow progress or passive collaborators. In Dhanishta's 4th Pada, Scorpio Navamsha, this Mars becomes internally intense, emotionally guarded, and extremely focused. Externally a collaborator, but internally a strategic loner who may resent group dependence. Prone to burnout, jealousy, or overexertion when goals are shared but credit is not. Placed in the Navamsha 3rd house, Mars drives the soul towards skill mastery, tactical communication, and precision-based execution. Internally, Susan sees herself as someone who must earn her voice through control and depth, use speech as a weapon when boundaries are crossed, take calculated risks when asserting her ideas, especially in collaborative ventures. Ketu in Shatabisha, 4th Pada, Navamsha Pisces, 7th house. Ketu in the 11th indicates detachment from social belonging, group ideals, or worldly fame. The soul has done the group karma before and now seeks a subtler purpose. In Aquarius, Shatabisha, Ketu is cold, clinical, spiritual, and reclusive, indicating distrust in large systems or popular consensus, attraction to unorthodox healing paths, emotional solitude, or network invisibility, likely to attract alliances that dissolve or disillusion, teaching detachment from outcomes. In the 4th Pada, Pisces Navamsha, and Navamsha 7th house, this Ketu reflects a soul that longs for mystical partnerships, but often experiences disappointment or karmic severance in key relationships. Inner growth comes from learning to serve rather than attach, especially in partnerships or social contracts. The karmic lesson is to let go of control in alliances while maintaining spiritual balance and forgiving dissolution. Integration, outer social power versus inner emotional conflict, Jupiter, 11th house Aquarius, Dhanishta 3rd Pada, outwardly gains through moral alignment, leadership, and mentorship. Internally driven by principled wealth, speech, and relationship fairness. Seeks harmony in groups, but has to uphold wisdom with grace, not pride. Mars, 11th house Aquarius, Dhanishta 4th Pada, outwardly dynamic, commanding, and ambitious in collaborations. Internally intense and often emotionally sharp, especially in disagreements. Growth comes from channeling energy into skills, not ego-driven control. Ketu, 11th house Aquarius, Shatabisha 4th Pada, outwardly indifferent to fame or peer approval, may seem aloof or withdrawn. Internally seeks peace and union, Navamsha 7th, but faces karmic separation. Needs to release attachments to praise, platforms, and partnership ideals. Summary of 11th house synthesis. The 11th house holds both Susan's karmic wealth and her karmic complexity. Jupiter offers ethical influence and network-based gains. Mars fuels her drive and execution, while Ketu forces her to detach and refine. Outwardly, she may appear socially impactful and intellectually influential, yet inwardly, she is learning when to assert, when to surrender, and when to simply walk away. Fulfillment in this life emerges not from applause, but from contributing with conviction, speaking with balance, and releasing the need for recognition. When ego-driven ambition yields to spiritualized purpose, her gains become both impactful and liberating. Gen Z1 Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada Analysis. 12th house, Saturn in Pisces, Rivadi Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Capricorn, 5th house. Natal chart expression, outer self in the 12th house. Saturn in the 12th house brings a deeply karmic tone to the native's experience of isolation, loss, surrender, and spiritual accountability. The 12th house governs detachment, foreign lands, sleep, subconscious patterning, and hidden suffering. Saturn here acts as a gatekeeper of inner peace, often restricting comfort or solitude until the individual has confronted themes of neglect, duty, and moral completion. Placed in Pisces, Saturn loses its normal control structures. It becomes immersed in emotional, intuitive, or dreamlike experiences that it cannot fully grasp. This generates a deep discomfort. The individual may, struggle to let go of control over outcomes or timelines, experience subtle guilt or karmic burden without clear origin, gravitate toward work in solitude, hospitals, prisons, or institutions where structure meets surrender. In Ravati Nakshatra, Saturn's expression becomes more refined but also more demanding. Ravati is the final nakshatra, connected to soul completion, compassion, and transcendence. In the second pada, Capricorn Navamsha, the placement brings a sobering karmic weight to the end-of-life themes, demanding ethical closure with past karma, concrete service to the collective, real-world accountability, even in spiritual or isolated settings. This placement may show up in life as sacrifices that feel invisible, yet must be done, hidden burdens from family or past life systems, fear of letting go, especially around emotional or material attachments. Navamsha placement, Capricorn 5th house, inner self. In the Navamsha, Saturn shifts to Capricorn in the 5th house, showing that the internal self finds meaning and security through creative responsibility, disciplined love, and karmic control over expression. While the 12th house externally seeks spiritual liberation, the internal self is still learning the rules of self-expression, emotional openness, and legacy. Capricorn in the 5th house produces a person who takes love, children, and creativity seriously, often with self-imposed expectations, may delay emotional vulnerability out of fear of being judged or rejected, feels personally responsible for their karma, even when they did not create it. The 5th house also rules past life merits, and Saturn here internally suggests that creative expression is a karmic channel, but it must be done with ethics, precision, and sincerity. Integration, outer surrender versus inner accountability. Outward expression, responsible yet emotionally withdrawn, seen as dependable in crisis but internally exhausted, bound by roles or duties that offer little personal recognition. Inward experience, serious about creative contribution and emotional fulfillment, but may limit joy due to internal fears of failure or inadequacy. Core conflict, desires inner peace but cannot access it without completing unfinished karmic duties, especially related to children, lovers, or creative legacy. Karmic implication of Ravati's second pada. Saturn here demands closure of a moral debt, perhaps through acts of quiet service, endurance through emotional trials, or giving without reward. It warns against indulging in emotional escapism or martyrdom, and instead points to the maturity found in conscious sacrifice. Summary of 12th house synthesis. Saturn in Ravati brings a lifetime of emotional refinement through detachment, pushing the soul to serve in silence, persevere through inner solitude, and relinquish what is no longer true. In the Navamsha, Capricorn in the 5th house anchors this journey by assigning structure to emotions, talents, and heart-based karma. The native matures by learning to balance invisible duty with visible integrity, and by choosing to live out their purpose with restraint rather than reaction. The final realization lies in understanding that peace is not freedom from responsibility, but responsibility that is freely accepted. Only then does the soul gain the quiet dignity of completion.